happens when you get the English pastor to come and speak. Something that we do in English congregation before I speak is we have a time to greet each other. And since this is two congregations together, it's even more the privilege and the pleasure to be able to do that. But I'm fully aware that you have about this much room to move. So why don't you do this? Why don't you just greet the person in front of you, the person behind you, the person to the right, and the person to the left? And you don't even have to get up. And we'll be back in a minute. Wow, that was very clean. Well, it's my pleasure to be here this morning to be able to share God's word with everyone. Not is it only a privilege to see four brothers and sisters get baptized, but it's even more of a privilege to be able to share God's word. So let's go ahead and begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time. We thank you, Lord, for this place. And we thank you, Lord, for everyone that is here. We especially want to thank you for those family and friends that came to see their loved ones get baptized today. Lord, you brought them here, and we thank you for them. We just want to give this time to you, Lord. As we go into your word, and learn about the meaning and significance of baptism. May it be an encouragement and a blessing for those of us that are believers. And may it also be a good picture of Christianity for those of us that don't know you. In Jesus' name. Amen. So when I was asked to come and give the sermon today, I was very overwhelmed. Because, you know, doesn't happen very often. And also, I was told that I really only have about 18 minutes. And for those people that are in the English congregation, I don't think they've ever even imagined that I could do under 25 minutes. So I ask you ahead of time to please stay with me, and I will try my best. So this morning, we're just going to go into God's Word and look at baptism and what it means. We're going to try to make sense of what it is these four brothers and sisters just did up here in this big tub. We're going to try to understand exactly what this symbol of baptism represents. And most importantly, we're going to take what God's Word says and allow it to challenge us. So this morning, we're going to be looking at the book of Romans. Romans chapter 6. And originally, the passage I gave was 1 through 8. But I'm going to cut that shorter. Let's just go ahead and look at 1 through 4 today.
Now,
I'll go ahead and read first, and then Fong Ling can read in Mandarin. Chapter 6 of Romans, verses 1 through 4. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin so that grace may increase? May it never be. How shall we who died to sin still live in it? Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life.
岂不知我们这受浸归入基督也稣的人，是受浸归入他的死吗？所以我们借着浸礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。So
to get the definition of baptism out of the way.
那我们要知道浸礼的意义。
So that we know exactly what we are looking at.
那我们知道这是什么意思。
Baptism can be clearly defined in a short sentence.
浸礼呢，可以很简短的这么讲。And
the sentence is simply this. Symbol that expresses our faith in Christ and identification with him and his people, the church.
就是一个仪式，让我们能够跟基督一同受浸了以后，就归入他的死，就加入教会。So
when this church talks about baptism,
当这个教会讲到浸礼,
that's what we're talking about.
这就是我们所讲的。
This past weekend, my wife and I went to a marriage retreat.
这个周末呢, Terrence 跟他的太太一起到那个婚姻的一个, 退休会。
No, this is not to get married the first time.
这个不是说在婚前的那个所谓退休会。
Although, interestingly enough, the speaker gave us the opportunity to renew our vows.
那个, 讲员呢, 让他们有已婚的夫妇呢重新再把他的
It was very strange.
非常的奇怪的事,
because it's been a long time since we've been married.
因为, Terrence 已经结婚好多年了,
and they didn't tell us that they were going to do this.
他们没有警告他说要做这个事,
so while I'm holding her hand and listening to the vows again,
那么当他牵着他太太的手,
I knew this was important. But I wasn't quite sure why. Well, baptism,
浸礼呢?
For the church, in terms of how we understand it,
对于教会来讲,我们能够了解的呢?
Is also a ceremony that represents something deeper.
就是一个仪式,代表一个更深的一个意义。
You see, different churches have different understandings of baptism.
那不同的教会对于浸礼有不同的认同。
But we believe that the Bible teaches very clearly that baptisms are something that believers do as a response to their faith in Jesus Christ. In fact, if you do not have faith in Jesus Christ, baptism itself will not save you. Much like a wedding ceremony. See, you don't really have to have a wedding ceremony. You could just apply for a marriage license. But for us, especially Christians, the wedding ceremony gives us the opportunity to testify of what God has done.
那么那个婚礼呢，就是要让我们在神的面前就表示我们的那个誓约。
It allows us to commit our marriage to God.
它让基督徒能够在神的面前有这样的一个结婚的誓约。
It allows us to testify openly the relationship and the commitment that two people have internally.
它让两个就是夫妻两个能够有机会在众人面前宣读他们的誓约。
So just like it is useless to have you in a wedding ceremony if the groom and the bride actually don't even like each other.
Just like if we come to attend a wedding, if the groom and the bride don't even like each other,
They do not want to be committed to each other. They do not want to spend their lives together. The same thing is for baptism. That if there is no relationship with Christ, if there is no repentance of sin, if there is no desire to follow as a disciple, then there is no point to be baptized. But on the other hand, something interesting that you will not find is that outside of the thief on the cross, you will not find one Christian in the Bible that is not baptized. So just like our culture today when it comes to weddings, if you want to commit your lives together, you commit to each other, but then you have a wedding ceremony. And so is baptism. External evidence of internal faith. In fact, baptism is so important because it provides a picture of what Christ has done in your life. It answers a lot of questions that people have about what it means to be a Christian. And it shatters a lot of false belief about what Christianity is. So that's where we begin with Romans chapter 6, verse 1. Beginning with this first verse, Paul starts to ask these questions concerning the Christian faith. And he's not asking these questions because he doesn't know the answers. He's asking these questions because there are people that are Christians that are confused about the answers. So he would already have the answer in mind, and then he would ask the question so that the reader would know what he's talking about. So if you look at the nature of the question in verse 1, what shall we say? Are we to continue in sin so that grace may increase? What you find is that then there are believers that think that, oh, I'm saved, I can live any way that I want. I mean, Jesus saved me, right? I can now do anything I want. Who am I to not trust and depend on the grace of God? This is why he uses baptism. So the answer, the quick answer is, of course not. You can't just live any way you want after you become saved. He uses the metaphor, the symbol of baptism, to show two truths about the Christian life. In verse 3, he says, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? And the first half of verse 4 says, therefore we have been buried with him through baptism into death. The first truth that we see in baptism is that we died with Christ. That's the reason why when the candidate or the person getting baptized is sitting in that tank,
那个这四位其中的一个坐在这个就是敬礼的缸里面。
And upon confession of their faith and trust in Christ,
那他们就口里承认他的罪，然后就是相信主耶稣。
Pastor Wong pushes them down.
然后那个牧师呢就把他们放到水里面去。
That's a much better translation than what I said. It's because they are symbolizing a death, a funeral, a burial. This is no rocket science for us. That's what we do with dead people. And so, by confessing our faith in Christ and what He did for us,
那我们承认呢，在我们相信神，相信主耶稣。
The first part of baptism shows that then we are with Him in death.
第一个步骤在那个受浸的话呢，就是说我们跟他认同，在死里面认同。
And we are dead in very significant ways when we are dead in Christ.
那我们跟着在死。
Please turn with me to Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
请大家翻到加拉太书第二章第二十节。
Paul says in Galatians 2:20 that I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
加拉太书第二章二十节，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
You know how we call Jesus our Savior?
我们称呼主耶稣为我们的救主。
You know how as we were taking the Lord's Supper that we lift up the body and the blood symbolized in the bread and the wine.
那我们在守圣餐的时候，就是把吃他的主的身体跟他的血。
And we recognize that that's a symbol of Him dying for us.
它是象征主耶稣为我们死。
Him taking the punishment of our sin.
纪念他为着我们受死。
Him becoming our Savior.
纪念他这样子成为我们的救主。
If we need a Savior.
如果我们需要一个救主,
or let me rephrase that, if we have a Savior,
我们重新讲, 如果我们需要一个救主,
then that means there is something wrong with us.
那就是说我们里面有问题, 我们才需要一个救主。
That as perfect as we may be on the outside,
我们在外表可能看起来非常的完美,
that there is something wrong with us.
可是在内部呢, 我们是有问题的。
Because if there is nothing wrong with us,
如果我们里面完全没有问题的话,
then we don't need a Savior.Then we don't need to recognize what Christ did on the cross. In fact, we would think that God was being a little mean. And that Jesus could have used his time much better if he was alive than if he was crucified. But the problem is, we do need a Savior.Because each person is born with this inclination to sin. And if you have a child, you will know that it doesn't take long before you know your child is a sinner. I want to apologize for something. This morning you might have heard my wife yell today.
这个早上呢，他没听到那个他的太太在叫。
Let's just get it out in the clear.
那我们先把这个东西先提出来谈一谈。
She still loves me.
她还是非爱着她的先生。
But she's trying to potty train my son.
可是呢，她要那个训练她的儿子上大号。
And he was playing games.
那么他儿子呢，就开始在玩把戏。
We have a couple of pairs of wet underwear right now in my office.
那他现在呢？他的那个内裤都是湿着的，因为他不愿意上厕所。
And she's not happy.
那我太太呢不高兴。
Even the smallest, most innocent-looking person. is born with a sinful nature. And it does not take long for sins to take over our lives. And that's why we need a Savior. And that's why Christ died. Because He paid the punishment that we deserved for our sin. And that's why when we accept Him and decide to follow Him by faith, we may believe this on the inside, but the external baptism actually shows it. That our sinful nature is dead. Much like Christ died. Well, but there's a second part to the baptism that's significant. And that second part has to do with the second half of chapter 6, verse 4.
在罗马书第六章第四节的话，我们提到第二个步骤。
So not only are we buried with him in his death,
那我们在死里面呢，跟他认同。
But according to the second half of verse 4, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life.
那在罗马书第六章第四节说，我们一起一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活。
See, I have no problems with Pastor Wong pushing the people down. But I would have a problem if he didn't let them get up. See, there's a reason why there's two parts to this metaphor. It's because our faith in Christ is complete. We did not just die with him and stay dead. But as he rose again after 3 days and was resurrected, showing that his sacrifice was acceptable, so are we, if we are in Christ, that we can now live a new life. And the great thing is, the new life is not just an earthly new life. But it's a new life with God for an eternity. We're going to see some extremely wonderful and amazing things in eternity. And without going into that, that is all a part of this new life in Christ. So that is why baptism is the way that it is. And that is also why we choose immersion as the mode of baptism. Because baptism itself does not save. It's supposed to present a picture. So if it's a picture, but yet it doesn't actually show what it's supposed to represent, it's not a good picture. So we want to use an accurate picture of our faith journey in Christ. And that is a great way to do it. Well, I now want to talk a little bit to our four baptized people up here. You guys are welcome to listen if you like. You might be thinking, what do I do now that I'm baptized? Is my life over now? Am I going to just, you know, be bored for the rest of my life? Can I just take it easy now and coast? Will God continue to use my life? Well, I want to share an example with you. And I need a volunteer, so can I have one of you two buff men be the volunteer? Oh, I just need one. Okay. Can everyone see? All right. Now, there are two ways in which we could see our salvation. The first way is that our salvation is so that we could have a much better life. We will be happier now. Everything will go well. Kevin will marry a supermodel. Become very wealthy. And even manage to give some money to church so that we could share in his generosity. See, for some people, they see salvation or a relationship with Christ as being a means to an easier and better life. But then there's actually a second perspective of seeing our salvation in Christ. Is to actually see our salvation in Christ as what it is, salvation. It saves us from a bad situation. It saves us from some kind of tragedy. It saves us from an ending that we will not want to be a part of. And which way we take and understand salvation is going to determine how we live our Christian life from this point forward. So let's imagine that there are two men on a plane, okay? And each of these two men is given something. He's only one man, but we will work this out. Okay, each man is given one of these, okay? Now, this is supposed to be a parachute, even though you know that this is an airbed. Okay, but since it's a plane, this is a parachute, okay? Just work with me here. All right, so here, stand up real quick. I'm going to give you this parachute, and I want you to hold on to it and never take it off, okay? No, you have to put it behind you. You have to carry it. Okay. Now, man number one is going to treat this parachute the same way that man number one treats salvation. I'm going to tell you, man number one, that, you know, this parachute is going to make your life so much better. You're going to have a smooth flight. You'll make lots of friends. You'll get the best airline food. But you just have to hold on to it. And carry it behind you like that. And you have to sit the whole time in your seat. Okay, now what is your initial impression of my offer?
heavy.
It is heavy. Okay. Does it seem like it's going to make your ride more comfortable?
Not really.
Okay. All right. But then, how about this? What if I was able to convince you that it will definitely make your plane ride better? Can you please just give it a shot? I mean, can you just, you know, work with me here? The answer is yes.
Yes, I'm willing.
Okay, now he's a little skeptical, right? But he's willing, okay? Okay, well, you know, the plane's about to take off, so why don't you take a seat, man? No, you sit with that parachute right here. Hold on to it for your dear life. There's not this much leg room on an airplane. Move back. Move back. Does he look comfortable to you? Some people said yes. Troublemakers. Okay. Let's say that he's even able to handle this for a while, okay? Even though he's kind of shifting back and forth, trying to get comfortable, because really his leg room is here, he's just extending it. But 20 minutes later, you know what? The passenger to the left of him and to the right of him starts going, wow, this guy's pretty strange. Who sits in an airplane like this? I mean, come on, this is a Boeing, top of the line. You're not going to fall out of the air. Why do you need a parachute? So there's peer pressure. And then he's uncomfortable. And then to top it off, imagine if this was a hot cup of boiling coffee. And I am a beautiful Singapore Airlines stewardess. And this is my first day on the job, so, you know, I'm kind of clumsy. And as I'm walking down the aisle, I just happen to spill this cup of coffee all over my parachute friend here. So he's going through some difficult times, right? Okay, people are making fun of him. You know, he's all hot and wet, okay, from the coffee and sticky, right? And he's uncomfortable. But yet, this parachute was supposed to make his life better. That's why he took it from me. You know, so after a while, what he decides to do is, you know, forget this. I don't need this. I do not believe that this parachute will make my life better. And he throws it away. That's what happens when we see our salvation as evidenced in baptism as something that's supposed to just make our lives better and help us to coast and take it easy. But imagine now if he is now man number two, okay? I'm giving him the same parachute. I don't mention anything about his life being better. But I say that sometime during this flight, while you're 25,000 feet over the air, you will have to jump. And this parachute is the only means by which you will survive. I guarantee it works. If you hold on to it as tight as you can, it will save you.
If you hold on to it as tight as you can, it will save you.
But you cannot let it go.
可是你不能把它放走。
How would he see this parachute then?
那现在这个第二个人，他会对于这个降落伞要怎么看的呢？
Let's say that, you know, he's extremely uncomfortable.
就假设是说他还是觉得很不舒服。
But he knows that any time during this flight, he's going to need that parachute.
可是他知道在这个飞程当中呢，他需要这个降落伞跳出飞机。
He would bear the discomfort and still hold on to that parachute.
那么就是因为这样子呢，不管怎么不舒服的话，他还是紧紧的会抓住这个降落伞，因为是他唯一逃生的一个。
Let's say man on the left and man on the right is making fun of him.
那么假设同样的事情发生，左边右边的人都在嘲笑他。
You know, just ridiculing him, saying that he's stupid.
就笑他怎么这么愚蠢。
I mean, not only will he not, you know, throw away the parachute. He might even start sharing with the man on the right, on the left, about this parachute and how they will need to jump later.
也许呢，甚至会觉得是说，哎，跟那个左边跟右边的人分享说，你也需要一个降落伞，因为呢，我们需要跳出这个飞机。
And he would actually share about the goodness of this parachute.
那么呢，他会这样子呢，告诉他跟左右的人分享呢，这个降落伞多好。
And then bring back the stewardess.
那会把那个。
Let's say the stewardess spills hot coffee all over him. I mean, I'm not saying that he's going to like it. He's not going to like it. But he will definitely not blame it on the parachute. In fact, he's actually going to be hoping that he can jump sooner. Do you see the difference in terms of how a person views the parachute and how they react to it? In the same token, how we react to our faith in Christ is going to determine, you know, really how we choose to live our lives. Okay, let's give him a hand. Now, I'm going to tell you guys this. That your life may or may not be easier. In fact, the Bible actually says that those that love me will be persecuted. And as you grow in your faith and learn more about God's Word, and as your life starts to look different from where you came from, there are going to be people that are going to make your life difficult. Now, they don't mean harm. In fact, many people will care about you a lot. But they are going to notice how you are different than you were before. And that you are setting time aside to spend time with God, reading the Bible, praying. Before you would just watch anime all day and just, you know, go online and chat. They're going to notice that you're actually becoming more generous and more caring.
然后会发现呢，你变得慷慨了，而且比较关心别人。Even
sometimes to where inconveniences you.
有时候呢，甚至对你不方便的时候，你还是愿意帮助。And
especially for those that love you, they're going to be uncomfortable with that.
那么那个爱你的那些人，他会觉得，哎，这个好像不太一样了。But
that's all a part of your faith journey in Christ.
那么这个呢，就是你信心的天路过程的一部分。It
may not be the easiest time.
它可能对你来讲可能不是很容易的事。
But what you are holding on to will save you.
可是你
In fact, I'm hoping that you will start sharing what you're holding on to.
牧师希望说你开始能够跟你周围的人分享你相信的这些东西。
So that others can walk with Christ as well.
所以别人能够这样子也跟着在主里面跟你一起走。
So this is just the beginning.
这个就是一个开始。
It's a significant beginning.
是一个非常重要的一个开始。
It's a joyous beginning.
是一个很喜乐的开始。
But you got to understand that it is what it is. It is the beginning.
那你必须要知道，那个只是一个开始。
And there's a long journey ahead.
你前面还有一个很长的路。
Hold on to Jesus Christ.
你必须要紧紧地抓住主耶稣。
To close, I want to share something with the church.
那在结束以前呢，Terence想跟教会分享一个事情。
You know, there's a reason why the Great Commission includes the command to baptize.
在主的大使命里面有提到，我们需要去使万人受浸。
It's because when someone is baptized, they become identified with the community of faith.
因为当一个人受浸了以后呢，他就跟这个信心的这个教会呢有认同。
You now know that these four people are believers because you saw them get baptized.
那么这四位弟兄姐妹呢，你知道他们已经是信徒了，因为呢，你们亲眼看到他们受浸。
So because we are witnesses, we have a responsibility.
因为我们都是在参与这个敬礼的一个观赏的人，所以我们也有一个义务。
We need to be encouraging these brothers and sisters.
我们要对这四个弟兄姐妹给他们鼓励。
We need to be praying for these brothers and sisters.
我们需要为他们祷告。
And when life holding the parachute sometimes becomes unbearable for them,
当他们以后背着这个很重的那个降落伞，觉得受不了的时候，
we need to come alongside and give them a shoulder rub.
我们有时候呢，就应该站在他们旁边，就给他们按摩，安慰他们。
Because we're all on the same plane together.
因为呢，我们坐在同一个飞机里面。
And we all have the same parachute.
我们同样呢，都有这个降落伞。
We know their pain.
我们知道他们所受的痛苦。
And it's our job to care for them.
那是我们的一个义务呢，去关怀他们。
For those of you guys that are Christians,
你们那些在座的是基督徒的。
Ask yourselves where your walk and where your journey with God is.
你可以问自己一个问题，说你跟主之间的关系怎么样？
Have you been seeing your journey with God as being one where blessings and promises and good fortune are going to come?
你是不是看着你自己基督徒的路程，你会有希望会有很多的神的祝福，然后非常的生活平顺吗？
Now that may or may not happen. I'm not speaking against those things.
那个有可能会发生，也有可能不会发生。我们并不是说这个不好。
But that cannot be the way in which we see our salvation in Christ.
可是这个呢，不是因为不应该是我们对于救恩的一个认识。
So if that is how you see your walk with the Lord,
如果你对于神就是走天路历程的认识是这样子的话，
may the baptisms that you saw here, the death and new life in Christ,
那么我们刚刚看到的这个敬礼，就是在主里面死，然后又有个新生命的话，
and even your own baptisms,
包括呢你自己以前受过的敬，
be what you remember as your relationship and your walk with Christ.
希望这个能够提醒你，从此以后你跟神之间的关系是这样子。
And if there are some of you that have not been baptized yet,
那么那些还没有受浸的，
I really want to invite you to walk obediently and get baptized.
牧师呢，要邀请你们在主里面呢，就顺从主的吩咐，就一起受浸。
As scary as it is to be up here and have people look at you,
到这个前面呢，让众人看到你受浸的话，也许是一个很可怕的事。
Everyone here in this room is happy to see you in the front.
每一个在这里观礼的人呢，会对你都非常高兴看到你们在前面受浸。
I mean, it makes a lot of sense to be able to at least stand up, you know, for your Savior in front of those that share the same.
因为呢，你知道是说神作为他们的救主，然后能够在敬礼上面可以观礼。
So don't be afraid.
所以请你们不要害怕。
It's not about you.
不只是你而已。
It's about your obedience in your walk.
是你对
And finally, for some of you that don't know Jesus Christ,
那最后呢, 对于那些不认识主耶稣基督的人,
in Hebrews 9:27,
在希伯来书第九章第二十七节,
the writer says, it is appointed for man to die once, and after this comes judgment.
他是说人呢,都有一死,死了以后呢,
we are all on the plane.
我们呢,同样的都是坐在飞机上,
and we will all have to make that jump.
我们都需要跳下去,
do you need to put on the Lord Jesus Christ?
你是不是需要把主耶稣基督穿在身上像降了伞一样的?
If you do, please talk to the Christian that brought you here today.
如果你觉得你需要的话呢, 请你跟我们基督徒一起交谈。
And we will also be available as well as Pastor Wong and Alan Hsu.
牧师跟教会的就是理事会的人都非常愿意跟你交谈。
Pretty much anyone that you see on here, just go and talk to them. Anyone that you saw, all the choir people, just go talk to them. Don't let it go away.
任何的基督徒,包括司班跟你左右的那些基督徒呢,很欢迎你跟他们交谈。
Let's pray.
我们一起低头祷告。
Father, we just want to thank you so much.
主耶稣,我们非常的感谢你。
Thank you, Lord, for how much you loved us. Thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross for us. And thank you, Father, for rising. Thank you for rising Jesus, Lord, so that we know that you are satisfied. Father, I just want to pray right now, Lord, that we can all be able to be a part of how these four brothers and sisters continue to grow. But I pray, Lord, that we don't forget our own walks with you. That as we are joyous for our brothers and sisters, we will also continue to hold on to you closely. And claim you as our Savior. Not just in words only, but in everything that we do. In Jesus' name. Amen.